Local minor hockey organizations are in the very early stages of figuring out how to implement new changes made by Hockey Canada, requiring athletes and officials to wear minimum attire in dressing rooms and showers. The policy, which was made effective September 12, states all participants of a team need to be wearing what it is calling a base layer of clothes when there is more than one person in the room or dressing area. This can include shorts and a t-shirt, compression shorts and a shirt or a sports bra. The GMHA, Guelph Minor Hockey Association, as governed by the OMHA, Ontario Minor Hockey Association, and the Ontario Hockey Federation. We have yet to receive guidance from them as it relates to the Hockey Canada policy, said Chris St. Croix, president of Guelph Minor Hockey Association. The changes are also pretty new for the Guelph Girls Hockey Association, GGHA. We're just looking into this new policy, and how it's going to be applied within our organization, and then reaching out to our community partners, said GGHA President Michelle Watterson. She and St. Croix both say they'll be in a better position to comment later on. As for the Grand River Mustangs, who offer girls hockey to Centre Wellington residents, it's already been contacted by the Ontario Women's Hockey Association about working together on how to implement the changes. I will also note that there's many parts of this policy where we already meet or exceed the guidance, said Dan Gillies, president of the Mustangs. We always remain committed to dressing room safety and are always looking to work with the OWHA and experts to make it a priority. The new dressing room policy applies to all minor hockey teams sanctioned by Hockey Canada and its members. If someone doesn't show up wearing a base layer, can use a private space to change before entering the dressing room. It also applies to showering. Hockey Canada said for open concept showers in dressing rooms, it is encouraged that all athletes wear certain minimum attire at all times, including swimwear. A private restroom stall can be used to change into swimwear before using the shower. The changes are also being recommended for officials' dressing rooms. Hockey Canada notes these spaces are often shared by referees with a wide variety of ages and genders, and may also be used by different sports at the same time. Hockey Canada said everyone has the right to access safe, inclusive and equitable dressing spaces. It notes there are many reasons an athlete may want privacy, such as religion, chronic conditions, body image or gender, and the attempt is to help meet goals of balancing safety and privacy with aspects of camaraderie, social integration and bonding inherent in a team sport. It's also put forward the rule of two provision, where two trained and screened adults must be present in the dressing room, or just outside with the door open, to monitor and ensure dressing rooms are free of any discrimination, harassment, bullying or other forms of maltreatment. You can read the updated policy on the Hockey Canada website.